Number 51. Hallstatt traditional costume.
Unsere Tracht ist eigentlich unser Gewand.
Our traditional costume is just our clothes. Our townsfolk were once a bit more closely associated with it.
Traditional costumes are on display at the World Heritage Museum in Hallstatt, as its director, Rudolf Gamsjäger, explains.
The people of Hallstatt were very, very poor. They had regular work in the mines, but they earned almost nothing there. The beautiful clothes that the bourgeoisie had, people here didn't have, not till much, much later.
The architect, Fritz Idam.
The traditional costumes of the Salzkammergut were developed by the costume designers of the opera and operetta houses in the city and worn in the country. They were taken over by the local population. There isn't really an authentic traditional costume. There were these circuitous developments in which, of course, local motifs were taken up. But this decorative traditional costume, that is an invention of the 19th and early 20th centuries. If I look at the few representations that exist of clothing, for example, of the 18th century, such as in the Ritzinger volumes, then the traditional costume there has little to do with what traditional costume today looks like.
The illustrations mentioned include pictures of the frock coat, the tail coat, fabric knickerbockers, as well as wide-brimmed hats and wooden shoes. That was the final section for this audio guide. If you'd like more information about Hallstatt and the region, then visit us online. Go to www.dachstein-salzkammergut.at. Further details on the region are available around the clock by dialing 06135-8329. The team from the Tourism Association Dachstein-Salzkammergut would like to thank you for listening and wish you a wonderful stay.
This audio guide was made possible through the generous support of the Upper Austrian Department of Economy and the European Union.